Okay, hi everybody, and welcome to, this is program 66 in Letters on Occult Meditation. And no, it's 67 actually, isn't it? Yeah, 67, and today is the 15th of February, and DK tells us he's going to look into the future now because he's presented us with the one fundamental school of occultism, and with the four branches, one of them yet to materialize, and will especially be connected with the sixth root race and in the Occident. So he says he enters now into the realm of prophecy. Today our second point comes up for consideration, and we shall, in the elucidation of it, enter into the realm of prophecy. Okay. Now, you know, much of this prophecy is what could occur. And the question is, when it does not occur, it's usually something that humanity has done to make it impossible of occurrence at that particular time. Because after all, we do have free will as a human race, depending, of course, on how we define free will. But within a certain range, we have free will. I would here point out to you that the thing which is indicated as existing in the future may not always work out in detail as foreseen. I but seek to lay before you the big general plan in its outline. The working out in the future will depend upon the intuition or high perception of the thinkers of the race and upon the ability of the incarnating jivas to seize upon the opportunities to fulfill their destiny. So we do see humanity does have something to say about the timing of the working out, really. Let's see here. Yeah, that'll do it. So he gives us the general plan, the general idea, and then he puts us on our mettle to see whether we can actually cooperate in such a way that these prophecies do materialize as possible. He goes on, we touched yesterday upon the one fundamental school in its four branches. And of course, the leaders of the one fundamental school of the four branches have to be very high souls, higher than those who will be leading the national subdivisions. And in a way, we can say that Sanat Kumara is the head of the entire one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala. So today, we're looking at the national subdivisions, which have always been interesting to people. So much so that they, have attempted at this time to bring them forward. Well, I think in my efforts, I've realized that they are simply seeds. I think someone joked, what do you mean that you plan to start all the esoteric schools? Certainly not, but I hope I have a better sense of proportion than that. But at least some kind of seed in the areas where the schools are likely to appear. And those areas may not be geographically exact, but somewhere in the nation and somewhere in certain regions of the nations, the schools will appear. At the outset, I would point out to you that not every nation in the world will have its occult school. Later, more will. He tells us first that we have to establish these seven or 14 first, and then later, nations who have certain prerequisites will, I think, have their occult schools. Only as the causal body of the national group has reached a certain rate of vibration will it be found, will it be possible to found and establish and institute these schools. Again, I'm going to read that again. Only as the causal body of the national group has reached a certain rate of vibration will it be found possible to establish these schools. Will it be possible to found and institute these schools? Only as the educational work of the nation has reached a certain height will it be possible to use the mental equipment of the nation as a stepping stone to further expansion and to use it as a basis for the occult schools. So, nations are like people, and you cannot send, an emotionally focused person of 10 years old to a university. Occasionally there are exceptions, with genius types who appear and do undertake university courses and so forth. But in general, we have to wait until the mind develops, until a certain age is reached. And thus it is with the nation. So first, certain countries are set aside, and they cover a wide range geographically. So there are those from other countries who will come to those that have been designated. But later, every developed country that has reached a certain height of mental ability will be able to work towards launching its own occult school. And he elaborates here and says, and curiously enough, only those nations which originally had a training school for the mysteries, with three exceptions, will be again during the earlier stages, permitted national schools, because there will be later stages where the idea of occult schools are, the idea is broadly accepted, and therefore even those nations not mentioned in the earlier stages will have their own occult school. I can think of many fairly advanced nations who may not have occult schools in the earlier stages, but who I think are deserving of them later. And the exceptions are Great Britain, although with all of the druidical activity, you would think somehow there would have been schools of this nature. Canada and the United States sort of lumped together, and Australia. Australia being a very ancient land, and part of Lemuria, geographically, I would think. Although those maps, you know, show a very different continental configuration. But there was a lot more land in the south, and I guess that's been covered up or sunk through volcanic eruption. And again, you know, the United States was the center of the old Atlantean continent, so it's a little surprising that in Atlantis there might not have been a training school. But then again, what is the standard of a true training school? There may have been schools of some kind, and the mysteries may have begun to appear. But we don't know the level of attainment, the caliber of these schools, as DK is discussing them. I am recalling also that he tells a story about initiates at the end of the Lemurian Age who unwisely returned from a high state of consciousness and spoke about it. And aroused problems because of that. He talks about them establishing some early form of the schools of the mysteries, perhaps as a kind of compensation for the error that they had made. But, you know, who knows upon what continent that was, or, you know, where geographically it was located. There were three branches, and one of them became the Jewish group. And there were two others. I can't recall right now, but in Esoteric Psychology, Volume 1, he does speak of that. Anyway, Great Britain did not have, apparently, an earlier training school, though, of course, the Druidic mysteries must have required some pretty deep training. Canada and the United States, well, the U.S. at least being considered the center of the old Atlantean continent, so there must have been something there, because that followed on from Lemuria, and of course Australia was a very ancient land, and maybe some of the most ancient people, at least in form, are living in Australia and a few other places in the world, kind of, at least in form, if not necessarily always in consciousness, they are the remnants of the end of the Lemurian race, Lemurian root race. And even these exceptions might be considered only one, the case of Australia. Uh-huh, okay. I anticipated this, I guess. For the other two in Atlantean days had their occult foundations when they formed part of the earlier continent. So, yes, in Atlantis, some kind of, well, if they're not exactly schools of the mysteries, they are occult foundations. So, you know, that to me was just logic, or maybe maybe remembering long ago when I read this, possibly, of course, that too is possible. Maybe the Australia flourishing was just too early for such things, although, you know, there were initiations in those days. The connection of the etheric body with the dense physical, which had to be worked upon. And an initiate was considered one who had succeeded in making that join between the etheric and the physical body, a more and more sensitive and more responsive. That is, the physical body would be more responsive to the etheric. In the turning of the wheel, Earth itself reincarnates, passes into Pralaya, places pass into Pralaya and emerge into manifestation, holding within them the seeds that will eventuate in similar vibration and bringing into being, again, similar modes of expression and similar forms. I guess we have the idea there of the root Manu and the seed Manu of these various spheres of manifestation. I suppose the root and seed Manus of a round and also of the various globes and probably on a higher turn of the spiral of the chain itself. The seed has to be gathered from a previous incarnation, held as a root of that which will come, and then when the time is right, the root germinates, and again the process begins, but on a higher turn of the spiral. So what he's basically saying is that the earlier schools, in a way, reincarnate into later and higher schools. The earlier schools reincarnate into similar but higher schools on another turn of the spiral. Well, you know, one day we have to become omniscient, and not just omniscient with respect to our planetary scheme, but with respect to the entire solar system one day, and with respect to a progression of ever greater logoi, cosmic, supercosmic, you know, one day, even though way beyond the possibility of speculation, galactic and beyond, until the great and only universal logos is all in all, once again, having withdrawn its multitudinous emanations. It will be found later on that when the occult schools are founded, and there's so much in that that word later on, you know, later in the rays and the initiations, he seems to delay the process compared with the anticipation we might have gathered about their appearance when reading this earlier book. But it will be found later on when the occult schools are founded that they will be situated where some of the old magnetism still lingers, and where, in some cases, certain old talismans have been kept by the Brotherhood with just the aim in view, you know. Magnetic objects meant to hold certain energies and recreate certain conditions. And this will be a fascinating thing. I, you know, maybe some of us got a little ahead of ourselves in the hope of the emergence of these schools. But as I said, you know, we're free to speculate and free to anticipate. And whenever these do appear, conditions will certainly be different than when they were being discussed in 1920. I wonder, you know, well, it's hard to say, but who could have foreseen the internet connection that we now have? And this will be primitive compared to what will happen later. So some of this really will be beyond our present imagination. But suffice it to say, a plan has been laid, and long ago, that these schools should exist, and actions which would facilitate their appearance have been taken. That is, the planting or setting of talismans and the designation of where the schools should occur. Branches affiliated with one of the four central divisions of the one occult foundation will be found in the following countries. Now here, again, he's using the word occult foundation, and just a little bit earlier he said that even in Atlantis, Great Britain and the United States, Canada had their occult foundations. History is so spacious compared to our usual regard of time that we have difficulty conceiving these older periods, and we certainly have difficulty imagining that man was present. We somehow shorten his span on Earth, and we give no credibility to the amazing civilization that preceded our own, namely the Atlantean civilization. And even in Lemuria, signs of great emergent civilization were present toward the end. So we really need to adjust our sense of time, don't we? And that would help us deal with the problems of the present, helping to put things in perspective with that so-called adjusted sense of right proportion, which is humility. So branches affiliated with one of the four central divisions of the One Occult Foundation will be found, and I would just say initially, in the following countries, later, more. So let's take a look at them. And here is Egypt. When you look at Egypt at the present moment, it doesn't seem like it, but when you think of the grandeur of the previous civilization, going much farther back than Egyptologists care to reckon, namely that those pyramids were tens of thousands of years old and not just a few thousand, this will be one of the later schools founded and will be profoundly occult. Sounds like a lot of first ray, and an advanced school in direct communication with the inner grades, and we might say with the higher initiates, and this will be touched upon later. So suggestion is that much of the first ray will be found. I think the Brotherhood of Luxor displays even now the first, fourth, and seventh rays. And according to the Jeffrey Hodson book about light in the sanctuary, this would be a certain, at least certain adepts there, Robert Ward, Tutuit Bay, and Apollonius, or just maybe Apollonius, the Master P, and I forget exactly how to complete that word. I know that, that's it. Apollodorus, Isserenius. I'm not sure about my spelling. So this would be not Apollonius, it would be Apollodorus. And Well, I'm not going to succeed with my spelling too well. Apollodorus. But really, he says that the letter P does not give the full information. I think we have to add the A before it, Apollodorus, Isserenius. And maybe Polydorus. No, I'm going to add an A. And maybe if I went to Google, which I will do for just a moment, well, there are various Apollodoruses, Apollodori. And one wonders if this Tutuit Bay, can this be Serapis Bay? Anyway, even now, this brotherhood exists and will later manifest a school. But late in the day. But we can look backwards, I think, in order to examine or anticipate the character of what this new school will be. Okay. Is it Apollodorus? No, it's Apollodorus, definitely. It is that. And there are a number of Apollodoruses, you know, because I guess it was one of those words. A frequent name. Now, in the United States, there will be two schools, really. And one will be preparatory and one will be advanced. Yeah. I'm going to try to make this all of the same size. We'll have a preparatory school somewhere in the southern part of the Middle West. I mean, this, you know, what can we include? Texas, a state like that, which is in the same time zone as the middle of the country. By the time we start getting into Louisiana and Alabama, we're already in the east. But certainly at the moment, it's known as the Bible Belt, and there's a very strong religiosity, the kind of religiosity that makes one think that of the sign Sagittarius in connection with the horoscope of the United States. Some pretty good astrologers have thought that Sagittarius should be indicated as a kind of rising sign for the founding of the United States. But on the other hand, the wee hours of the morning for the signing of the Declaration of Independence suggest Gemini. So more research is required. A preparatory school somewhere in the southern part of the United States and an extensive occult college in California, in a place later to be revealed, I suppose. A mountainous area would be my guess. So the United States will be very important with its motto, I light the way, when it comes to the cultivation of the spiritually esoteric approach. So I'm going to kind of put a second ray idea here. It may be that this one, however, I think will have a lot of the sixth ray, the preparatory school. It has to bridge from the fervent religiosity of the moment into a higher form of the sixth ray, I think, which will lead to the second ray. But maybe, also, we might say that even the extensive occult college, well, it sounds very much like second ray. And I want to be rid of this. No color. Okay, and I don't know why I'm having difficulty here, but in a place later to be revealed. And since it will be a high school, mountains would be important, and I wouldn't be surprised. California. Okay. Now, this extensive occult college, when we use that kind of term, it really suggests the expansive point of view of the sixth ray, of the second ray. This school will be one of the first started when the great Lord begins his earthly career. And during the next 5 years, up to 1925, the seeds of it may be laid if students rightly apprehend the work to be done. But we can say, but did they? Well, certainly in California, in my estimation, a great many seed schools have appeared. And there's something about its location, its proximity to the east, which something about the atmosphere there, which make me think that work has already been done. Maybe not the kind of work that Master DK anticipated, but work, some kind of foundational work has been done. I guess so many of us have been interested, if we've had something to do with California, with this possibility of an extensive occult college. In the Moria Federation, we are trying to think ahead to that possibility. But of course, that this is an advanced school, and it may be centuries before the flowering of such a school really occurs. Now, there will be one school for the Latin countries, probably in Italy or France. Italy or France. Now, if it's going to be in southern France, we might expect a fifth ray school. But Italy, we are told, brings forth the advanced third ray school. And already there are people working in Italy along those lines. You know, the early part of the Renaissance certainly was a taking up of the Greek philosophy, much of which was teaching people how to think on the third ray. But much depends on the political and educational work of the next 10 years. And this this statement does not anticipate the rise of Nazism. As I said, the great Lord, the Christ, it is hinted, was even expected before the end of the 20th century, but then many interferences occurred, and some dramatic leaps forward in knowledge of the atomic structure of matter, which were not anticipated until the age of Capricorn. So even the masters we see, in their estimations, do not know what humanity may be able to do. A much more precocious response occurred. And the fifth ray ashram forged ahead into the atomic secrets and the ability to build weaponry accordingly. Now it says just one school for the Latin countries. And does he include France as a Latin country? Later, it seems that there will be two schools, preparatory in southern France and advanced in Italy. Later, he suggests an advanced school in Italy, and later, suggests a preparatory school in France, southern France. And I suppose that's important, not northern. Maybe there's something about the climate, maybe that which has come before as well. Oh, preparatory, let's get that correct. All right, Great Britain. And let's see, I do want to put these in red, make it easier to find. Then Great Britain. And certainly there's much magnetization, as we have seen recently, concerning the mysteries in Great Britain. Okay. At one of the magnetized spots in either Scotland or Wales, and I suppose one thinks of Findhorn, but, you know, that's simply an anticipation. Or Wales, very beautiful area. A branch for occult training will be begun before so very long. Now, how long is very long? I mean, already we cannot say that the training given in Findhorn is occult training necessarily. There are people there who understand that, of course. And they work along, often along a seventh-ray line, but I'm not sure that the schools they're appearing will be on the seventh ray. He tells us that these are basically ray schools, but sometimes we seem to run out of rays to use, and some schools seem to double up in their emphasis. So this will lay the foundation and embrace the curriculum for the earlier grades. Now, that means, this does mean preparatory. After it has been in existence for, you know, a few years, and I would say, like, this is quite an amazing idea, only a few. Now that tells us something about the appearance, the time of appearance of these schools. And has proved the effectiveness of its training. And after troubled Ireland, you know, when the word troubled is used, suspect the presence of the fourth ray. Ireland, and Ireland has adjusted her internal problems, a school for the more advanced grades and for definite preparation for the mysteries, the real level of initiation will be started in Ireland at one of the magnetized spots there to be found. Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, and, but only a few years, that's what's amazing to me, separate the founding of the preparatory earlier grade school in Wales or Scotland from the establishment of the advanced school. So somehow that's occurring very close, and maybe it's because at least some of those working in the preparatory school have to have further education and move on into a more advanced status. Maybe that is the case. So, you know, we can see that these are general principles laid down. They may materialize in fair detail, as he's telling, but he's avoiding too much detail in the description of how they will emerge. Ireland is a magical country, and it has so much of the 2-4-6 line. Right now, a lot of 6 and 4, I'd say, but eventually much Ray 2, for reasons that will be explained here. The word troubled. It's certainly, we hear about the Fighting Irish, you know. Even a football team, I think Notre Dame is, they're designated as the Fighting Irish. There's so much of the fourth ray there, and so much of the beauty of musical expression and dance that will come in under the fourth ray. And with dance, some of the seventh ray. Lately, that's been very popularized as these Irish dance troupes working very much under Pisces and Virgo have toured around. They are very exciting. The River Dance group and the offshoots from that. It's a country somehow of evoking great nostalgia for a beautiful time gone by. But again, it will emerge. So Ireland must adjust her inner, her internal problems, and a school for the more advanced grades and for definite preparation for the mysteries. See, some of these schools will prepare for one of the earlier initiations of the threshold, but others take it further. The school will be very definitely a school where preparation for a major initiation may be taken. Now, you know, is this the third initiation or the fourth even? The fourth would be interesting because of the ray component in the Irish nation. So let's see. Okay. Very definitely a school where preparation for major initiation will be taken. So this must be at least the third or perhaps the fourth, or is that going too far in the expectation of what the schools can actually produce? But definitely we enter into the realm of the, we do, however, enter into the realm of the true mysteries. And this will be under the eye of the Bodhisattva, preparing the pupil for initiation upon the second ray. So there is a definite statement. And you know, here are definite statements about if they are ray schools, as he says, then we're given the rays right here. The second ray school, okay. And it will be under the eye of the Bodhisattva, the Iris school. And this will be the Christ right now, the Bodhisattva for the next approximately 2,000 years. And then the first school in Egypt will take initiation on the first ray in the Occident. Now, something interesting about him saying that, because you kind of look at schools in the Far East, such as the school that he calls Western China, which must be Tibet, and you think that it must be very synthetic, and maybe, you know, has a lot of first ray connected with it, as well as second ray. So maybe that's the reason that he puts the word in the Occident. Because maybe, you know, taking initiation in the Orient gives us the possibility of using the same ray as a school in the Occident. Well, we'll see. As I said, sometimes it seems that certain rays are being left out. They are ray schools, but there seems to be a doubling up in the likelihood of a certain ray existing in more than one place. And sometimes it's hard to find the place where another one of the seven rays may be manifesting. So it may not be just a cut and dried situation here. Those who take initiation on the line of the Mahachohan or on the third ray will take it at the advanced occult school in Italy. So there is a definite statement. And the Italian groups even today have seized upon that future. They're very self-supporting, and they respect the power of the flowing golden substance, which money is, and which the 2, 4, 6 groups seem to have more difficulty concretizing. But, you know, you have to compare this statement with what is said before about one school, either in Italy or in southern France. So the question is, will there be another preparatory school in Italy if it does not appear in southern France? Because the word or is used above, as you will remember. There will be one school for the Latin countries, probably in Italy or southern France. So, you know, and let's just say, does this mean 2 schools in Italy? if southern France is not chosen. Of course, he does suggest at some point there's a certain fluidity in what he is suggesting here, and I think a lot will depend upon how people prepare the work of the of preparation is really important, and it lands in our sphere of responsibility more heavily than we might imagine. So in this way, the Occident will have its center, where active instruction may be given according to three lines of approach. So we're speaking like Egypt, maybe considered the Occident, at least geographically, Ireland, and Italy. And otherwise, or Greece, Syria, Wales, Scotland, and southern France, and which will give preparation in the inner mysteries. Now, this must refer to the advanced schools. Okay, schools. Number five, a preparatory school will be found in Sweden. And there's quite a bit of work going on there, and has been for some time. Maybe it's not so much in Stockholm, but in Uppsala. Of course, at least that's in the mind of the ones who prepare. A preparatory occult school will be found too in Sweden. For those of the northern and German races who seek the path, and when it has been extant for some time, and this is not just a few years later, as we're told above regarding the developments in Great Britain, Russia may then be in a position to house the headquarters for the more advanced school, affiliated to the preparatory one in Sweden. A definite line of affiliation is given. The northern races, I suppose, Scandinavian. And the German races, apparently they're not yet being an occult school in Germany, as DK calls it, that unhappy land, probably too much remnants of the great attack that focused through Germany, and seek the path. That's an interesting term, because it means that, you know, in the beginning, one seeks the path, not in a more advanced state, unless it's the way of higher evolution. So Sweden will be important in that respect, and it must also mean that Sweden had some kind of school in ancient times, or what, you know, wouldn't have been called Sweden, but that area. So there is a line of affiliation, definitely. We have to study very carefully how DK words these things, and not as in Ireland, which is founded more quickly after the successful functioning of the Wales-Scotland School. Then Russia may be in a position to house the headquarters of for the more advanced school. Now, you know, obviously people can think in terms of seeds right now, but we're nowhere near there. Nowhere near the possibility of having that kind of school emerge. First of all, the preparatory schools have to emerge and prove themselves. And then in a lesser or greater period following that proven success, the advanced schools can appear. Now we can see how much is going to be left to humanity, the ones who prepare. We can see so much will be left to human intelligence and love and sacrificial willingness. So, a definite line of affiliation is given here. And when we think of the affiliation, do we say, well, they necessarily have to be of the same ray? Well, I'm sure they have to be of complementary ray, at least that. But if there is a school to emerge preparatory in Italy and not in southern France, okay, it's probably going to be some kind of third-rate school. But in southern France, given the sole ray of France, it would seem the fifth ray would be very important. And it is a complementary ray to the third-ray advanced school in Italy. Now, of course, the danger is that we put the cart before the horse and start to jump into the possibility that somehow we are engineering the emergence of an advanced school at this time, which is really a possibility that lies far into the future, and DK emphasizes how far, quite far, when he writes the rays and the initiations. He basically says you can see how far ahead the founding of these schools really must be. So we have to be patient and build step by step. In connection with the Egyptian advanced school will be a preparatory one in Greece or Syria. But Egypt will teach on the first ray, and Greece seems more affiliated with the third. Not sure about Syria. Except that Master Jesus has, we are told, a Syrian body, and works and does much work there. And it has been lately a source of great trial and trouble and rebellion, and a place of where the old Islamic ideas attempt to reestablish their hegemony and their will to conquer. But still, I think Islam, along with Christianity and Judaism, certainly Christianity is a sixth-ray religion. Islam has the first and sixth ray, and Judaism the first and the third ray, but the adherents, of course, have much of the sixth ray. Okay, so then he straightens it out for us a little bit, a little disentangling of what he has just given. You have, therefore, the following schools as planned, and must bear in mind that the schools where in the preparatory work and earlier grades are found will be first in order of time. Well, you'd think it wouldn't be necessary to say so. But, you know, people always jump ahead. And are in process of founding now, or will be founded during the period immediately preceding the coming of the great Lord. Well, that we're 100 years off, minimum, I think, my estimation. So the schools of the preparatory grades will be found first in order of time. In Ireland, it looks like it follows very quickly upon the founding of the Welsh or Scottish school, but not so with regard to Egypt and maybe some others, or Russia. And it depends on what he calls founding, but they are in preparatory schools in some seed relationship, are in process of being founded now, 100 years ago, or will be founded immediately during the coming of the, immediately preceding the coming of the great Lord. So this would suggest about 200 years from the time this was written. It was written 100 years ago, and we do not expect entry into the Age of Aquarius, full entry, will occur in 2117 astronomically. That was really an important hint that DK gave in his letter to Roberto S. Saggioli. The founding of others will be definitely the outcome of his work, that of his masters, and that of his masters, and will depend upon their decision as to the success of the earlier endeavor. So, you know, now we're talking about, here we're speaking of the advanced schools. And maybe some of the other preparatory schools. Not all founded at once, but even now in process of founding. And that gives those of us who are deeply interested in this matter, a sense of encouragement that we can indeed plant the seeds for the founding of these schools. There's more to be done, and I think I might just call this, I will say that this will be the end of this particular program, number 67, because now we start really getting into specifics. It's quite fascinating the fluidity with which DK seems to write. It's a careful kind of fluidity which leaves room for changes. There has to be room there. I mean, when you have either Greece or Syria leading to Egypt, and you have either Scotland or Wales leading to Ireland, and you have the possibility of a school in France, but maybe not, maybe two schools in Italy, because the word or is used, much is being left to those who undertake cautious and well-sanctioned preparation. So how it will all work out exactly in which particular magnetized spot the schools will manifest, well, there is a likelihood, but perhaps, especially in the mind of the masters, but we just don't know yet. So in that sense, we are cautious, but exhilarated at the same time that one of the great methods of hierarchy reaching humanity, along with the church organism and Masonic organism, will emerge and offer great opportunity. Once the spiritual opportunity, once the causal body of the nation, or the nations involved, reaches that certain degree of fulfillment, that certain height where it really is possible to use the mental acumen of the country as a basis for further entry into a still higher form of education, which the spiritual occult schools will offer. You know, there can be other kinds of schools too. In the Nazi regime, you know, there were those who believed in reincarnation and in occultism, and they somehow looked backwards, and they looked towards what we might call the adepts of darkness, and they had their rituals and their training, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about that which leads truly into the way of light. Okay, so let's let this go for right now, and we'll start up a little bit later. Who knows, maybe even tonight. I always say that. Maybe even tonight I can go farther, and then sometimes it just doesn't happen. But lots of love and many blessings. Study hard and approach synthetic understanding as much as you can. That's what we're being trained to do. That is an ability Master DK has in abundance. He's such an exemplar of pure reason. Inclusive reason, pure reason. So we have so much to gain if we're on that line. And even if we're not, we still have much to gain. And to apply to help humanity make the bridge at least into the beginning stages of the path. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye for now.